I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Edgar Wright's sensationally entertaining Baby Driver is about a baby-faced getaway driver who's called Baby, reasonably enough. He's played by Ansel Elgort. Baby wasn't born with earbuds attached to his head, but they've become part of his anatomy. He listens to music obsessively because he has tinnitus, a ringing in his ears that's masked by whatever playlist he's chosen to play on whichever iPod he's decided to pack while he's driving at preposterous speeds with prodigious skill. The soundtrack is so loud that you may get tinnitus on your own, but you're also likely to come away with an uptick in your spirits and a grin on your face that won't quit. The elements here are as old as the Hollywood Hills. Pop, rock, romance, shiny rides, daring heists, blazing guns, blood in the streets, the lure of the road, plus charming bits of dance and movie history. Yet Edgar Wright has put these pieces together into a motion picture that moves to familiar beats in new ways. The music drives the action sinks to the notes, and the hypersonic car chases leave you pop-eyed. This turns the movie into a time capsule testament to the primacy of music and movement in contemporary life. The beat is both the medium and the message. There's a moral dimension as well, though it's sometimes obscured by the firepower of assault weapons. The action can get ugly and not always whimsically so. Baby is appalled by the slaughter that the members of the gang visit on their enemies. He's our old film noir friend, the Knight of Honor, a hero with a tragic history and a rock-solid or pop-solid sense of right and wrong. In the noir tradition, he dreams of the good life he'll have after one last caper, even though we see that the gang's luck is running out. And he finds the girl of his dreams in a diner, a waitress named Deborah. She's played radiantly by Lily James. Ansel Elgort's performance here is mesmerizing and quietly astonishing, whether he's surveying his volatile colleagues in crime from behind a pair of shades, they can't abide his quietude, or doing a casually lovely dance down a street suddenly pressed into service for a moment of musical comedy. The gang has its own claim to distinction. John Hamm is Buddy, formerly a stockbroker on Wall Street. Isaac Gonzalez is Darling, Buddy's volcanic, i.e. crazy, girlfriend. John Bernthal is Griff, a hard case and a funny one. Jamie Foxx is Bats, the polar opposite of Baby, a fast-talking thug who is unencumbered by honor and unswervingly focused on acquiring wealth. By his own proud acknowledgement, Bats doesn't do robberies to support a drug habit. He does drugs to support a robbery habit. The movie itself is a kind of drug, benign but seriously addictive. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews. I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Edgar Wright's sensationally entertaining Baby Driver is about a baby-faced getaway driver who's called Baby, reasonably enough. He's played by Ansel Elgort. Baby wasn't born with earbuds attached to his head, but they've become part of his anatomy. He listens to music obsessively because he has tinnitus, a ringing in his ears that's masked by whatever playlist he's chosen to play on whichever iPod he's decided to pack while he's driving at preposterous speeds with prodigious skill. The soundtrack is so loud that you may get tinnitus on your own, but you're also likely to come away with an uptick in your spirits and a grin on your face that won't quit. The elements here are as old as the Hollywood Hills. Pop, rock, romance, shiny rides, daring heists, blazing guns, blood in the streets, the lure of the road, plus charming bits of dance and movie history. Yet Edgar Wright has put these pieces together into a motion picture that moves to familiar beats in new ways. The music drives the action sinks to the notes, and the hypersonic car chases leave you pop-eyed. This turns the movie into a time capsule testament to the primacy of music and movement in contemporary life. The beat is both the medium and the message. There's a moral dimension as well, though it's sometimes obscured by the firepower of assault weapons. The action can get ugly and not always whimsically so. Baby is appalled by the slaughter that the members of the gang visit on their enemies. He's our old film noir friend, the Knight of Honor, a hero with a tragic history and a rock-solid or pop-solid sense of right and wrong. In the noir tradition, he dreams of the good life he'll have after one last caper, even though we see that the gang's luck is running out. And he finds the girl of his dreams in a diner, a waitress named Deborah. She's played radiantly by Lily James. Ansel Elgort's performance here is mesmerizing and quietly astonishing, whether he's surveying his volatile colleagues in crime from behind a pair of shades, they can't abide his quietude, or doing a casually lovely dance down a street suddenly pressed into service for a moment of musical comedy. The gang has its own claim to distinction. John Hamm as Buddy, formerly a stockbroker on Wall Street, Isaac Gonzalez as Darling, Buddy's volcanic, i.e. crazy, girlfriend. John Bernthal is Griff, a hard case and a funny one. Jamie Foxx is Bats, the polar opposite of Baby, a fast-talking thug who is unencumbered by honor and unswervingly focused on acquiring wealth. By his own proud acknowledgement, Bats doesn't do robberies to support a drug habit. He does drugs to support a robbery habit. The movie itself is a kind of drug, benign, but seriously addictive. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more views.